Bishop Peter, and welcome again to Tough Truth. I will indeed be much obliged if you will subscribe by clicking on the red subscribe button below. Please do click it right now so you do not neglect to do it later. And then help share our videos a lot. Well, today it's honor thy father and mother, part number 90, Exodus 20 and 12. Honor thy father and thy mother. Well, today I'm continuing speaking on troublesome parents, quite a very troubling phenomenon. Well, doomed by their incompetence, it is incontrovertible that troublesome parents will inevitably run their family into an ignominious failure. Proverbs 11 and 29 does say, "He that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind." Well, that is powerful. Well, therefore, it is net positive when accommodating troublesome parents to, one, confine yourself to the scriptures and give it your optimal attention. Number two, you must refrain from blindly following their corrupt and potentially dangerous minds, postulations, and insinuations. Well, number three, you must refuse to allow them bully or entice you into compliance with unethical activities. Proverbs 1 and 10 does, "My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not." Another powerful scripture. Well, number four, you must endeavor to develop self-confidence in your ability to reason and trust God to see you through. Well, number five, always exercise mental and emotional moderation, intelligence, and restraints. Well, Proverbs 25 and 28, "He that hath no rule over his own spirit is like a city broken down and without walls." Well, there you have it. Number six, always practice situational awareness. And number seven, you should habituate yourself to always having a critical analysis and evaluation of a situation and the subject matter before formulating an opinion on the particular subject. Well, Proverbs 18 and 13 says, "He that answereth a matter before he heareth it, it is folly and shame unto him." Well, there you have it. Until next time, here's a friend and partner, Bishop Peter, saying, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. You fear God and you keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of men. Amen.